Vav. So let's start about Vav today. I'm out of Aleph. This is really the sugya. We'll go back because we go back too far. So let's start from Yibayalu. If we have time, we'll come back and do this. Let's see if maybe we'll get too far. Just me and you. Okay, the Vav and Aleph. Today is the Vav and Aleph. Yibayalu Paris is like right halfway down. It's like a little less than halfway down. Yibayalu Pada.
Machine is on, yeah.
Yeah. Yibayalu Pada. Shiyalda mincha market. The Mishnah just told the halach that if you have the mother gives birth to a baby and the baby looks like a mutant.
Nidma.
It looks like a different mince. What is the halach is that it's going to be potter. That it has to look part of the halach of Pidyon HaBen when it comes to an animal is that the baby must look like the mother. If it does not look like the mother, it's potter. For instance, even if both animals, even if the mutant, the Nidma is also an animal which would ordinarily be chayv in pidyon in petach amar. I'm sorry. Pidyon in bechor, behematayra. It doesn't matter. The naya tanai in the din of bechor that the baby must look like the mother. It's a merdeka musa haskel. B'ni bechori Yisrael. We're only called Hashem as bechor if we look like Hashem. If we don't look like Hashem, then it's like Hashem gave birth to, we call the Bechor. It's like Hashem gave birth to Hashem is a para, we have kaviyach, Hashem is a kosher, and it's not under the min. If it's not going to be the zel bezach, then it's going to be a chasarin. So parash yodah min chamar, so it says over here in the Mishnah, but parash yodah min chamar, v'yesha miksa simanim mahu. So here's the more shayla. Let's say that's miksa siman with a para. We have three different shaylas. Shalom, one is over here, para. Sheyaldam in chamor. A para gave birth to a chamor. So until now, the Mishnah only discussed the case where you have a para giving birth to an aes, or an aes giving birth to what looks like a para. Now we're going to discuss, we're dealing with non-kosher animals. This is a hagdama. There are two types of non-kosher animals. There's a chamor, and there is other animals. Why is chamor in a different category? Because the chamor be'etzem in and of itself is chayiv in petach chamor. Now we have to appreciate it's not the same chiyuv. It's not the same type of chiyuv because you can sit near me. No one's coming.
That's all right.
I'm going to kick you.
I took a shower like 2 hours ago.
I'm allergic to dust on my pants.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Sorry.
Okay. It's all right. Where are we up to? I'm sorry.
Davav ben Aleph. Yibay Elohu. It's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. 21
yeah, but that's different source of daf, so I can't go by that.
So what do you have?
What's the...
Yeah, I'm pointing my finger right here. First word on the line.
That's a source of daf.
Yibayilu parashi elda min bechor. See where I'm pointing my finger?
Smack in the middle, yeah?
I'm not smacking anybody. I'm just,
a little higher, just, a little less in the middle. Higher in the middle. Higher. First word in the line.
Yibayalu.
It's the first word in the line.
No, I'll find them. Oh, yeah, I have it. Yeah. Shvach.
Okay, so here this says in the mission that if you have a para that gives birth to what looks like a goat, or a goat gives birth to what looks like. It's not a normal thing. Okay. You're right. And it looks like something which looks like... Now, what are exactly the simonim? I have no idea. Okay, the Gemara keeps on talking about different simonim, which means it resembles... I don't know. Okay, that's not a sugi. It's not okay to ask what the simonim are.
Call me back. Yeah, sorry about the Rav. Now the air conditioning was off, but it was on before. It was quite cold down here. It's around 60 degrees outside, which is the point. Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Tomorrow's wind is going to be nice and cool, breezy, beautiful, breezy, cool. Okay.
Chalad Yomtev.
Yeah.
Ibarlu par, so we learned in the mission to discuss the case where you're going to have, you have a par that gives birth to what looks like a goat, or a goat that gives birth to what looks like a par. So what is the halacha? Potter. There's no din pidyon haben unless no din bechor kedushas bechor unless what looks like a goat or a goat gives birth what looks like a para. There's no din
why
because gzeres I don't know the gzeres hakasav. There's a drasha. I don't know what the drasha is.
And unless it has mixas simanim.
Unless it has mixas simanim.
Of a part of
the mother. The baby has to have some similarities to the mother. That will be mechayved. That will be mechayved in a kedushas bechor. Now, iboyelu parish yodim min bechor. Now the Gemara is going to the next level. What happens if the para, which is a kosher animal, which is shaykh to bring as a karbon, if it gives birth to what looks like a donkey? So and it has mixas simonim. It has simonim. The donkey is a donkey, but there are a few small features which
you know,
make it look
also
like
a bechor. Also,
that's exactly why the Gemara is coming to ask the Shaila. But there's a difference.
You have to exchange it with a seh.
Exactly.
You knock off its
decapitate
its head. Yeah.
So therefore, the Gemara Shaila is that
because the Mitzrim are, I think, right, because Mitzrim are compared to
donkeys.
Donkeys, yeah.
So here we have a shaila parash yolda min chamar v'yesh by mixas simonim mahu. Do we say the Gemara is coming? Do we say in the Mishnah that dafke is a goat yolda min rochel a sheep? Okay, I tell you, the case of the Mishnah was an is a goat sheyolda min rochel or v'rochel sheyolda min is. In that case of the Mishnah, the halacha is. Why is that case better? Both of them are kosher animals which are chayiv in the din b'chor.
Right.
But over here, and not only are they both chayiv in b'chor, what kind of b'chor are they chayiv in? A korban. Because ha kedushas haguf, ha kedushas haguf. But ha, here we have the para that's giving birth to a donkey. Hacha docha tmeya v'cha tahira. Here, not exactly the same. Here, the mother is the baby is a tmeya, and the mother is a tahira. And ha kedusha saguf. The mother is a para. The mother had potential to be brought as a korban, and the baby, the chamor, has kedusha, but not kedushas korban, but only as Rishol Zev says of peter chamor tiftiviseh. Ha kedusha guf, ha kedushas damim. Loi. So in this case, we are going to suggest that even though that in this case it's going to be worse, if a para gives birth to what looks like a donkey, and the donkey has simone para, it will be potter legamri. And don't ask me, don't bring a raya from the Mishnah. The only reason why the Mishnah says that if an eis gives birth to a rochel, or a rochel gives birth to an eis, it's going to be chayiv in b'chayra if it has mixas simonim, that is because both the mother and the child are both kosher animals, and both of them have potential to be brought as korbanos. Whereas here, one is a kosher animal, one is a non-kosher animal. And even though one, they both have potential to participate in the mitzvah of b'chayra, but it's not the same. The mother has potential to be brought as a korban, whereas the baby is a donkey. It only has kedushas damim, petach hamar.
This means can be offered from the mizbeach.
Right, that's right.
From the but the hamar is kedushas dam, meaning
you redeem it. You redeem the donkey as kodesh to with regard to the requirement
you redeem
to redeem
it. With a seh, not with money.
Right, with a seh. Tifteh viseh. V'imloisifteh varafta.
So that's called damim.
Yes, the donkey cannot be offered on the mizbeach.
Even so kedushas damim, that it's redeemed, it's exchanged with
yes,
the seh.
Yes, exchanged with
the seh. Damim.
That's called damim.
That's called
damim.
Doesn't mean literally money.
Right, it's exchanged with money.
It's not with money. With seh.
So the seh is the damim in this case.
Oh, so that's what I'm okay. Yeah, that's why I want to make that clear.
The seh is the damim in this case. Correct. V'ha kedushas damim loy. Do we say no? Makes no difference. Given since the edi b'nei mikdash b'v'chayra, do we say since both of them edi b'nei mikdash b'v'chayra? Kaddush, since both of them do have potential to have to participate in this mitzvah in some way with regard to Bechaira, even though one is Kodei.
I have a very quick question, and I'm getting some of the by Kaddush, and it says you can be Makadosh a woman with a ring or with suvin
sawdust.
Where how is it called in the Gemara? Either the money, or something that's.
Shava kesef.
Why doesn't he use the lashon of shava damim? Why damim? That's not money. Shava damim.
No, it
so
means the donkey. The donkey. Why doesn't it say that the donkey is called kedushas shivu damim?
Yeah, because you exchange with seh, which is worth.
I don't know the answer. It's a good question.
It's not damim.
It means that's value. In contrast,
okay, value. Okay.
In contrast to guf. In contrast to an animal that's a kosher animal, the guf is kadosh.
You know why it's called? You know why money is called damim?
Blood.
Blood. You know why?
Blood. People give up their blood for money. They risk their lives.
Because money circulates throughout the body. Blood circulates. Money circulates.
Wow, I never heard that before.
I think I heard this somewhere.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful.
I'm not sure.
Beautiful. Wow, very nice. You heard that? Blood circulates. If it circulates too much, high blood pressure. Too much is no good. If the lead blood, give out some of your money.
What's the advice? So why would there be a havamin that you could, that it does have Kedushas Bechar?
Because it has simonei ha'aim. The baby, even though the baby is a donkey. I don't know what this means. It means there are some simonim in the donkey that resembles the mother, and that should be enough to be mechayivit in the din of petach hamar. This is a dilemma because it don't bring a raya from the Mishnah because the Mishnah's case was much better. The Mishnah there. Both animals are kosher, and both animals have kedushas aguf. And the problem is they don't resemble one another. The mother is a sheep, and the baby is a goat. So that's a problem. But if you have a couple of simonim, it's okay. This case is fundamentally worse because it's a different type of animal. The mother is a kosher, and the baby is a non-kosher. The mother is chayiv in the din of bechor midin bechor. Kedushas aguf, and the chamor can only be chayim midin kedushas damim. Now we go to question number two. Let's build. We're going to build a binyan. Three binyan. The im timseloimar. If you're going to suggest that kevon the edvd b'nei mikdash b'bukhar, well, let's be lenient. Since both of them seif kol seif have kedushas bukhar, a donkey and a para are shayich in the parsha bukhar kadosh. You know what? Let's taka say it's going to be good. Next shayla. I have a new shayla. Chamor sheyolda min sus. Shaila number two. A donkey. Is a donkey chayven in pina ben? Yes. A donkey is chayven pina ben a pita chamor tita visep. And the dung gives birth to what looks like a horse. Now, is a horse chayven pina ben?
No.
No. But the horse has a few simonim. There are a few features that look like a donkey. So maybe we should treat the donkey, the horse.
How come the Gemara doesn't specify that? Doesn't say.
It's obvious because that's the case of the Gemara. That's the sugya.
By Min and Rochel, by A's and Rochel, and Rochel and A's. That was the assumption over there.
It was assumption.
No, it says Mefurish because that's Simonim.
It's what it means. It means it's Pashut. Yeah. That's what it means.
There's nothing to talk about.
The Shpach of the Gemara. There's no other way. It has to be. Now, do we say we have Yimzos? Okay, when the Yidim Yidushin to Bevuchayra Kodesh, but next one, Chamor Sheyoldim in Sus. A donkey was in Sus Mahu. What's the halacha going to be in this case? Do we say Halacha Vaday? It's worse. Loi bas mikdash bebuchar
the horse.
The horse, because the horse is not a min, which he brings a bechar. Oy dilmo, do we say, kevon demin temehu, kadosh, do we say, look, it has simonim, it has some resemblance to the donkey, and the donkey is chayiv, and they have something, and what's the maila? The maila, and also they're both similar in the fact that they're both non-kosher animals.
I guess the case of a donkey giving birth to a parrot doesn't give a case like that.
Oh, that's the third case. That's the third case. Okay? No. I'm sorry. Oh, I think you meant a horse. Right now we have two cases.
I understand, but I was just saying, we spoke before about a donkey, a cow giving birth to a donkey.
Oh, I mean, a donkey giving birth to a
cow. We don't go there. Why not?
It's the same thing.
Same thing.
Next, now we go to Shaila number three. No, it's Ketachim Kodesh. Even in this case, we say it's going to get Kedusha, because the bottom line of it is they're both similar. The mother is also non-kosher.
As if it was a chamar?
Yes, because it has simonim. Even though it generally looks like a dung, it looks like a horse, but there are a few features of this horse that cause it to resemble a donkey, and since a donkey is an obligation of Pidyon HaBen by Pit Chamar, it's just enough. Or do we say im tim soloimar? Or do maybe you can say kevon demin tineyahu? Or do we say kevon demin tineyahu? Go call it fine. Next shaila. Now we go to shaila number three, the biggest chiddush. Para shiel demin sus. What happens if a para gives birth to a horse? Okay, so a para. What's the luck when it comes to a para? A para is potur from peter chamor and everything. There's no chiv whatsoever. And the horse And the para. A para is chayiv in everything. So, and the para gives birth to what? To a horse. So here it's much worse. In the when we start off the Gemara, we start off with a para gave birth to a chamor. At least a chamor had an advantage that a chamor is in the parasha of Petach Hamor. But a sus is not in the parasha of Petach Hamor. And who is giving birth to the sus? The mother, the para.
It
para.
It has simonim, but it's machnetois.
It's garnished. Para, shiolda, in this case it was going to be even worse. Why is it going to be even worse in this case? Because this case it does have no similarities. At least in the middle case,
it has
some money, but I mean it doesn't have the similarity of being a kosher or non-kosher. At least in the middle case, there was an advantage is that the horse and the donkey are both non-kosher animals. In this case, the par is kosher and the horse is non-kosher, so they don't even share that similarity.
Nothing.
So therefore, there's nothing. There's nothing
except for the simanim.
Except for the simanim. So therefore, it should be worse, and we should suggest that there should not be a din of carbon on a petach hamor on the horse, and in this should be the worst case.
So you see, Taki's old said. I'm sorry if I add something.
No, of course.
You see over here, Taki. They said a din of simanim milsi. You see over here that they want to hang their hat on simanim. So you see that all along,
you have to have simanim.
You have to have simanim. The Bamsha Raya Brura from the Gemara here now.
Deal simanim.
Right?
So, Parash Yeldam in Susmao. Hach Vadai Hotte Hoira Vahotte Meya. And therefore, that's a major flaw in trying to relate them to each other. Ha Mikdash Bibuchai Vahalo Boybas Mikdash Bibuchaira. The Parah has potential to be a Bukhar, and the horse not. Oy Dilma. So what? The bottom line over here is Simonin Milsahi. The fact that the sus has a few characteristics of a para that should be enough to make the link and to be mechayved to make it into a din of a petach hamor, it seems like, right? I'm assuming that's what it means over here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why not?
What else are you going to do? You can't bring it as a carbon. Luchari right. means to be able to, you're going to take a horse and you're going to make the horse as a peltic zach because the Torah is petach hamor tifte viseh. What does Rashi say? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, milsa, the tavayoshav, milsa chashuvihi, the avid gestani kulchai mechayev le miktsas simanim bebuchoira. Doesn't say. The Rashi doesn't say.
Question.
Mala parashildim nechamor. Vav hoda arvalu. All right, let's leave it with that. Okay, that's a shayla. I can quickly learn over here. Let's see. Simani milsu yeshem chashivus lidmos es aval aim oisavov on this parish al pi Rashi shkas milsu chashuvihi v'rei gam Rashi of sochem. He doesn't explain. Okay, the pashas over here is I'm assuming is that you're going to do with it a din of peter chamor. Or maybe not. Maybe if it's not a chamor, maybe it means you have to redeem it. Maybe stamma means it's like a bechor that has a blemish. If you have a bechor that has a blemish, what is the halacha? You have to give it to the kohen. You have no choice. You still have to give it to the kohen. The kohen eats it, and the kohen eats it. A kosher animal.
That
has a blemish.
Has a blemish.
No, there's no din of mum. There's no din of mum. It's not a carbon. You have to redeem with the set. So maybe it means that here you have a horse. Here you have a para that gives birth to a horse, and the horse has a few simonim of the mother para. So it seems so. Maybe you should have kedushas bechor. What kedushas bechor? You're not going to bring it as a carbon. That's for sure not. You're going to do petach hamor. It's not a hamor. So l'chora, what it means is it's the property of the kohen. You have to still give it to the kohen. No worse than a para that has a mum. If you have a baby bechor of a kosher,
if it has a mum, you can derive benefits.
You have to You can derive benefit, but yeah, it's the property. No, you have to give it to the kohen. It's the property.
But
you
can't derive benefits.
I mean,
you can't work with it. You can't sell it.
Mi'ilah is only when it goes to the Beis HaMikdash. It's his property. I derive property. I'm a gazlan. I was nene. Maybe he gave me reshus to use. It's his property. A bechor that has a blemish is the property of the kohen. You have to give it to the kohen. Okay, so if a sachakol, what have we done here so far? We have three shilas. There's three/four. There's the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses a Rochel.
By the way, I'm sorry, we didn't find the Chav Dalet that this is included in amongst the
Bechor.
I was going to give a blemish.
It's Nichlal in Bechor.
Oh,
either it has no blemish, you give it to the Kohen, he brings it as a carbon for himself, Kachekalim, or it has a blemish and you give it to him, it's his property. A Kohen gets...
Why is it, as a Gezer, so why is humans different? There we get back the child, but you have to redeem it with money. Why can't you say the child belongs to the Kohen?
Good question.
New father.
I do not know. I guess maybe they don't want child services. They don't want. You have a firstborn. You give it to the Kohen, and you can have a baby. What do you want more? Do you want the baby or do you want the money? You know, Kohen, I want the money. You can have the baby. You go diaper him. You take care of him.
And why? Why?
Did that ever happen before? You ever go to Pinyin HaBen? You ever go to Pinyin HaBen where they say the Kohen?
They once, yeah.
And the Kohen reads Nusach. What do you want more, my boss, today? Do you want the baby or do you want
the
money?
So what happens if he's a Meshuggah and he says, no, I want the baby?
You know, I want the money. You know,
but what happened to
they say that you find a different coin, right? That you say, okay, then.
No. The father.
But he has the right.
The coin asked the question. Yeah, the coin.
But he has a right to say, I want the child.
The father.
The coin asked the father.
What do you want?
What do you want more?
I'm sorry.
Do you want the baby or do you want the money?
I'd say what you're
saying. So the father will say.
The question is, what happens if the father says?
The father says, I want the money. I want money.
So what happens?
I'm giving up for adoption.
So what happens?
Fire department.
She's all yours.
For example, she's all yours.
For example, a boy.
For example, Rahman Latzlan, in such case, let's say the first child has a Down syndrome, they can't handle it. I know somebody gave it up for adoption, Down syndrome, especially if it's the first child. Now it's a good opportunity. He already had a mutual agreement with the coin. I'm giving it.
I don't know. What happens if the father says, you know what, I want the money, you take the baby, it's all yours. I do not know the answer.
And how much is it? How much is Salam?
Five times, about $100. Less, a little bit less. $100.
Why is that? How do you deem a child? Child's worth
Gezeiros HaKosov. According to the Pentagon, a human being that's born today is a value of $7 million. You know that?
Who made this estimation?
The Pentagon. The United States.
Pentagon?
The Pentagon.
Even that was hit by the... Okay.
By the 9/11. They made a calculation.
$7 million?
$7 million. $7 million. The baby. An adult is not worth that much. An adult
Are you serious?
Yeah. A baby, because
it goes down in value. Why?
Because this potential, how much money every human being will bring into the country. A person's supposed to go to work, and va'ano eflach va'oiker ve'ezoin va'farnes yisich lichi. He will be good for the economy. You go get a job. You pay taxes. You bring benefit to the country. A person that's born, the government needs to know these numbers for. Various calculations in the economy.
You tell me,
for Social Security, for Medicare, Medicare, for all these zaken, right. they must know the value of a human being when they make planning for the budget. And a couple of years ago, I remember, the person went down by $1 million. The person was $7 million, and the next year they made a new cheshbon and they said, man is only worth $6 million. I don't know what it is now. Every year they make a new calculation based
on... When does he go down in value? What age?
I guess every year. What is life expectancy? Well, I don't know. I don't know the statistics. These are goyish statistics. We have Erchen. We have Torah, Parish, Bukh, Koysa. We have Arochen. The whole Mulan Mesechtes, Mesecht Arochen. All the value, how much person is worth.
Zoyim hasn't learned it yet?
No, not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Coming up soon. Stay tuned.
Okay.
So every person has the value. So you're asking a very good kasha. You're asking a very good kasha. That if in the United States of America they look at a human being worth a baby that's born from day one, they value him $7 million. So why then did the Torah value a bechor at only 5 saloim, which comes out to approximately $100?
You mean a seller is like $25?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the client will have to invest in this kid now to raise him and pay for everything, all the expenses.
Only 5 slime, but the United States.
It's not 25.
I guess.
All right, whatever it is, let's go back to the Gemara. So we have the Sacha Kol. What do we have over here? Let's review. We have 4 different situations. We have the Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? Simple case: a goat and a sheep. Okay, they give birth one to another. It's a mutant. It's something strange happens. It looks like a different min. So what is the halacha? If the baby has a few characteristics of the mother, even though the majority is not like the mother, good enough, you chayiv to bring the baby as a carbon. Good enough. That's a done deal. enters the Gemara. I have three shailas to ask you relating to this halach in the Mishnah. Number one, if a para gives birth to a donkey, what's the shaila? No, it's a donkey, so mamish is a different min. But the donkey has a few simonim like the para. So what is halacha? Do we say that since both of them are chayiv in Bechor, the mother is a para, and the baby is a donkey, and the donkey is shaykh in the petach hamar? No, it's good enough. You have to go do petach hamar on the baby. Because we relate the baby to the mother because there are a few simonim. Or do we say, no, don't go there, because there are fundamental differences. The mother is kosher, the baby is non-kosher. The mother has kedushas aguf, the baby only has kedushas damim. So therefore, you can't go say there's going to be a chiyuv. Okay, next shaila. Even if you're going to be very meggy, going to say, yeah, it's going to work, what's the shaila going to be in case number two? What is case number two? What is case number two where the para gives birth to a horse? No, that's not case. That's case number three. See on the smartphone.
That was the smartphone, you're losing track. That was the case number two.
Case number two was where the para gives birth. Para.
You said case number two. The para and the chamor.
Gives birth to the sus.
The chamor gives birth to the
sus. That was case number two. Okay, and case number three was the para gives birth to a sus.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, three shilas. The Gemara now wants to answer all three in one shot. Okay, what's the biggest chish, by the way? What will be the biggest chish? The biggest chish is case number three. The last one, where the para gives birth to a sus. Because a sus is mufka legamri from the ganze zach. So the Gemara's toshma. So over here says, let's bring the answer to the shayla. Let me find the place over here. Toshma, here we go. Gather where Toshma is? You have where Toshma says? Yep. Toshma, the last word in the line. Toshma. Here is going to be the answer. Behema, it's a braisa. A behema tohaira, sheyolda min behema temeha. A behema tohaira, gave birth to a behema temeha. Petura min habachaira, im yesh by mixas simanim. It's going to be petura min habachaira, period. Petura min habachaira. Im yesh by mixas simanim, chayeves habachaira. Mile. Now, all it says over here is a behema temeya. It doesn't tell us that the behema temeya is a donkey or a source. Right. So, mile half, afilu para sheyolda min sus, case number three. I have a raya here, even when it comes
to... You're to bring us mechoyev, yeah.
Okay. Chayra. So, I have a raya. There's been mechoyev.
Why is it mechoyev? Mechoyev is a lush in the keva.
It's used both ways.
Yeah.
Makas bechoyrois, makas bechoyrim. It's used both ways.
That's a good.
It's used both ways. There are a lot of words that are used both lush and zach, lush and the keva.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dor doirim, dor doirois. Dor is dor zach and the keva.
Another nice example.
Dor doirim, because had a nogeus, nogeus, I mean, so dor doirim, dor doirois.
Yeah, and from here you can learn out the other two cases. Kol
right. Kol shekin. Ma'adach when it's kosher, right? Exactly.
Ma'adach over here where it's be matoyah shildim and kamin temeya.
Certainly.
In the other case, we have para.
When they both shy the parsha, right. We're a chamor, yeah. And a par and a chamor, it's much better.
Or a par and a sus.
A para, no, this is the par and the sus. This is the par and the sus. So kol shekin, when you're going to have a par and a chamor.
Or chamor, sus.
Or a chamor, a sus, because chamor and sus, at least share in common, they're both non-kosher animals. Right. So the Gemara says, loy, not a raya. Para shiolda min chamor.
Not right from this brisa?
Because this brisa just says a kosher gives birth to non-kosher. You wanted to assume the extreme case. Kosher, non-kosher means a para, and non-kosher is a sus. The Gemara says, no, it's not the case. The case over here is, a kosher para gives birth to a donkey. That's the only case. Loi, it's para shiolda min chamor.
Why did it say taka? That's such a broad statement. Obviously, the only thing we're talking about is a chamor.
I guess we never entertained the possibility. We don't have to be precise in our language because we never entertained the possibility that you can be shaykh such a zach to say that a para gives birth to a sus, there should be a din of chamor, of bukhara. That was too much of an extreme. Loi, para shiyod min chamor. Okay, so if you have no
right. What's that din, para shiyod min chamor?
So the more, at least we can push it in that case that there's going to be the mechor. At least we do resolve case number two.
So what's that? So what's that?
That the chamor requires petach chamor. Why? Even though it's not like the mother, because
one second. What about if it has the Siman of a para? Maybe you could say that you could that you don't have.
It does have Siman of a para.
You could give it.
It does have the Siman of a para. That's exactly the case. You have a para that gives birth to a chamor,
and
it has a few simanim. A
para. What's the din? You have to give it to the kohen.
You have to do on the donkey. The din donkey. Petach Amor Tiftevise.
Why?
Because it's called a donkey.
But it has the Siman of a para.
What?
Maybe you don't have to do with it, so you give it straight to the kohen.
Okay, let's
note
see.
What is
note 15? Yesh Moisifim Sha'af Eina Doichik Lefarish as a Brais Sokain. It's not Doichik. Shekevan, she Oisekas Bebuchaira, Yitachin She Be'amr Behemot Tamea Niskavna, look at the new Lashon HaKasa Be'in Bechaira. When it says Behemot Tamea, there's only one Behemot Tamea in the Torah. Chamar, Pashat.
Right.
So it's not a Doichik. It's not a Doichik.
There is only one
Pashat. You're asking a very good question. I don't know. He's just going back to the same question we had before.
It has some sign.
Simonim of the para. So he's saying, I said that the para gives birth to the donkey.
Either way, it's a bechar. Whether it has a name of chamar or a para.
Right.
Besides, you have to be parted with a se or
exactly. So he's saying, pashat, it's a chamar. The main thing is, memela, what do you do with it? You do. Pet a chamar, tif deve se. So Yishol Zev is saying, who says? The mother is a para. So maybe since it has a few simonim of the mother, those few simonim are mechayiv you to treat the chamor with the din of a para, and you can't bring it as a karbon So, but it's no worse though than a para that has a balmum.
Yeah,
and meila a bechor that's a balmum. You give to the kohen.
Right.
Ein achinami. Now, when it comes to the horse, l'chor, you have to say that. That's what we said before. We came to the case of the horse. The horse was what happened by the horse. The para gave birth to what looks like a horse, but it has a few simonim of the para. If you're going to say that you chayv in b'chayra, so what are you going to do with the horse? Are you going to do petach amar? You're going to decapitate it? It doesn't say that. The Torah says. Let's say you have a para. It gives birth to a sus.
And
it has a few simonim that make it look like the para.
So give it to the
coin. On the possibility, this is the boy little ifshita. On the tzad, that you're going to be chayv in b'char, what do you do to the sus? Do you decapitate it?
I said you give it to the kohen.
Oh, so I don't know. Mitzad echad.
As a din of a para.
Mitzad echad, it's not a behemoth tahira. When the Torah says a behemoth, a chamor, is that just a dogma for all other potential non-kosher animals?
Yeah.
And normally doesn't exist. Petach chamor tiv devesev, most of it after. But you have hechetimsa. What's the hechetimsa? Where a para gives birth to what looks like a sus. But it has a couple of simon that resemble a para. So you chayvin. But this animal that you have in front of you, you can't go tell me that this is going to be called a para because it looks like a sus, and you can't eat it. It comes to Lord's Vachila, you can't eat it as a sus. So maybe when the Torah says Petach Chamor Tif Deves said the Chamor was the dogma, if you'll ever have a hechetimsa of another non-kosher animal that's chayiv in the din of Bechira, you're gonna have to redeem it with a se or decapitate it. Is that the pshat? Well, that's not most ridiculous. The Torah says chamor. That's it. Are you a donkey? And that's it. Okay, there's nothing to talk about. If you're a donkey, you're a donkey. So you're not a donkey. You're a sus. You're potter. So what then are you going to do with it in this case? You'll treat it like a par that has a mum. A par that has the mum. What do you do with it? A shar, an eagle. An eagle that has a mum. What do you do with it? You give it to the kohen.
What does the kohen do with it?
He eats it. In this case, he can't eat it.
Doesn't render it treif if it has a mum now.
What?
A mum means it has a blemish. It's
a blemish.
And it's missing something.
No, a blemish doesn't. The blemish doesn't mean it's kosher. It means it came in as a carbon. It has a dukin shabayin.
It's not treif?
No. A blemish has a dukin shabayin, a scratch on the eye.
I'd say it was just
an injury. And so the coin gets to eat. It's his property.
I don't know if it's a scratch. It means a cut in the eye.
Whatever. The mini perushim. Whatever it is. On the lip, on the eye. Whatever it is. A cataract. All different perushim. Article footnote. The dukin shabayin. What's mean dukin shabai?
Oh, cataract. Some say cataract has a din of a blemish.
It means the eye was looking at things it should not have been looking at, like it says. By the Gemara says that they told him to bring an animal. They told the guy bring the animal that make a blemish.
Yeah,
they made a blemish for us. It's a blemish, but not for them.
Right.
The eye and the lip. What a guy is allowed to look at, a yid can't look at. what a goy can say,
I think the mashal says that, what you're just saying.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I heard it on Pesach Kron 100 years ago. 100 years ago, I heard him say this. On Tisha B'Av, I heard him say this. Shavadukin Shavu. And for us, it's a mor.
He's a great man.
Avada. Vaita. Vait, let's go vait in the Gemara. So therefore, we have a shasa as a toshma. So malafil b'shul dem nechamar loy parshu yodem nechamar toshma. Next try. So we have no raya. So therefore, but at least one thing we have silver lining here. At least we brought a raya that when it comes to a para shiyol dechamar. No, not sus.
Going back to the other two cases,
that we yoytze right. That we push it toshma. Let's do another raya. Toshma.
Maybe not. Why not? Maybe not. Because now that we're saying that parshu yodem nechamar.
What do you mean? For sure.
Parashu Yolda Min Chamor, they're over there. Take, yeah, you're right. Yeah. But we don't know the other case.
Third case, we do not know. Toshma.
Was that the first two? But we
the
know
first
two,
yeah, the first two we know. The second one, yeah, the second was only built on the first one. Right. The second was only child. So the second one, the halacha is going to be in Michaev. So still in the first case, in Michaev. Toshma. Let's bring another braisa. Toshma.
So which here we go. So which is the first one was what again?
Para that gave birth to a Chamor.
The second one
was the second case was a chamor that gave birth to a sus.
So how do we know that now chamor that gave birth to a sus?
You're right. That time we don't know. Right? I'm sorry. You are correct. Rabbi Sholim is always correct. That's right. Correct, the Gemara's maskana is that a behemoth tahora that gave birth to a behemoth tameya. So that could only be case number one or case number three. We wanted to say it was case number three. And the Gemara says, you can't go so far. Maybe it's only case number one. You're right, it's case number one. If you know case number one, you do not yet know case number two. Case number one is the Parah, Sheyol de Chamar. Okay, Toshma, next case. Parah.
And not a Parah, Sheyol de Minsus.
Right, that's case number three that you have no right to. You only have right to case number one, where it's a Parah, Sheyol de Min Chamar. That has an advantage.
Now we want to bring a case to the middle case.
Right. Or better, we want to bring right to case number three. If you bring right to case number three, Mimil, you get on case number two as well. Toshma, Parah, Sheyol de Min Chamar. V'chamar, Sheyol de Min Sus. So that's only case number one, case number two. Notice we have omitted case number three. Okay, powerful stuff. So what are we being a raya to?
My love.
When it says over here, the second it starts off by saying, let's go so back one more time. I want to show you the point. The Gemara's answer. Toshma, para shiolda min chamar v'chamar shiolda min sus p'tuah min avachara. Period. No simonim yet.
I don't have to bring a raya from this one to the first case. The first case, I don't
know. We already know. We already know that. Right.
We'll only look at the even though there is a raya.
Right. But before we go vital, what does it say? It says over here, Petur ben Abuchara, there's no simonim yet. It's a mutant. A nidme. The para.
Yeshbai.
Now.
The Chamar is not Petur ben Abuchara, you are. You have to redeem it with Seth.
Wait. But the mother is a different min. There are no simonim. If the baby, the chamor, does not look like the mother at all, then it's pater and gansin. Part of the tenai of petah chamor is it must look like its mother.
Oh, okay.
So if you have over here a para shiol de chamor, and there are no simonim, there's no resemblance, pater legamri. Now, then it goes on to say the following statement. Im yesh boy miksa simonin chayeves bebuchayra. Now, how would you read that? That this statement is going back on both case one and case two. The braisa begins with two cases. A para sheyolda min chamor, and a chamor sheyolda min sus. Then it says, im yesh boi simonim yechayif. So you would say that im yesh boi simonim yechayif is going back on case number one and case number two. Givaldik. So we have answered now. Case number one, we already answered. We already proven yechayif. But here in this price, it says in Yesh Boy Simon in Chayiv, and it says in this statement after it said the first two halachas, Yechayiv, Ay Chamor, Sheyoldo Min Sus, Yesh Boy Simon in, that's case number two, Yechayiv. The Gemara says, My love, Atavayu, Loi. When it says in Yesh Boy Simon in Chayiv, it's only going back on case number one. Loi Aparo, Sheyoldo Min Chamor. Frag the Gemara, Avul Chamor. The Gemara is a better kasha. Aval, you're telling me that in a chanami aval chamor sheyolda min sus, l'maykatani la. So why did you even bother to mention saying the halacha? V'yava chamor. It's patuma. And if it's patur, of course, but there's no simonim.
Even if when there is a simonim,
it's no good. So when there's no simonim, it's not going to be good. Ava chamor shel dmenuzot l'malamai l'chanila. L'ptuma l'ptura. Peshita. Hashta ma'ash paru sheyolda min chamor. Ma'adacha paru sheyolda min chamor.
Idi.
The idi b'nei mikdash b'chubim b'chayin. They're both in the parsha, the sugya of firstborn. But yet, amarta, yet if they don't resemble one another, amartim yesh by mixa simonim in v'iloy loy, chamor sheyoldim in sus mibaya. What's the hava mean? Of course, you're going to be potel legamri. So, therefore, obviously, the fact that the Braisa does say it, it must be, when it says im yesh by simonim, chayev is going back on that case as well. Otherwise, there's no purpose. So the Gemara says, no, I maintain my position. I maintain my position that im yesh bo simonim, it's still possibly potur. Why then did it teach us the halacha that if you have a para, a chamor, sheyolda min sus, and there are no simonim, it's potur? Why did the Braisa feel to have a need to mention this? It's tzrich. Kesal kedai techamino chasim hu deyesh lo karnayim, because you cannot compare this to the first case. In other words, maybe, Taka, this case is better. Why is it better? Let's go back to case number one. Case number one is a para. Sheyolda chamor. A para has horns. A donkey does not have horns. Ooh. I would never know this if not for the Gemara.
A cow has horns, probably small horns.
What? A para. That's the shayf for shalpara. Whole sugya, Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to use the shayf for shalpara.
Right, yeah. You cannot use it.
A para, a bullfight.
Because it's straight. No, you can't use it because it has to be a
aisle. You suppose you an aisle. No,
we don't
use it. No one today uses the Shavish aisle today. No one. No one uses
it. So where's it from?
The Gemara says Zechel Yitzchak. No one today uses it. Say they use
so where does it come from? Though?
They use a different type. The common shofar comes from what kind of, I don't know, different type.
Does it come from a ram?
They don't use rams.
Plastic.
They do not. They do not today produce shofar. Sure.
Why?
Because it's, I don't think it does not. It doesn't blow well. It doesn't work well.
So where does it come from?
Another type of animal. Kosher animal. Yeah, any kosher animal.
Ace.
Goat? I don't know. Not a goat. So whatever it is. You have to go look up online.
Did you know all these sizes, they come in one size. It's just shortened. It's cut.
It depends. There are people, there are specialists who make shofars. It's a big
Google,
business.
Some long a shofar.
Yeah.
Zansan Azal, you've never seen such a shofar in your life. Really long
one. All different types.
Also,
So therefore, a donkey does not have horns. Ha parses secha sedukais up ashore. A para has split hoofs. But a donkey, v'ha parasai secha kilutais, its hoofs are cloven. They're not split. So therefore, that is why when it comes that is so therefore, they're not similar.
Right.
And therefore, you need simonim.
Right.
That is why you need this simonim in order to be mechayiv you in the din of it's mechayiv you in Bukhar. But if you do not have simonim, they're fundamentally different in the fact that one has split hoofs, one does not, one has horns, one does not. But what about a case where a donkey gives birth to a horse?
Yeah.
Both a horse and a donkey do not have horns.
And they don't have split hoofs.
They do not have. So therefore, there's a very strong similarity between these two creatures. So maybe that itself automatically upgrades it to simonim.
The lack of differences... We'll make up.
The similarities.
They're not really similar.
Okay, right. They don't have this difference.
The lack of differences.
You might think that if Hamar gives birth to a
sus, you should be chayiv. Even if they have no other characteristics. I don't know what these things are called, simonim. I have no idea what these things are. But whatever the simonim are, let's say it does not have it. It doesn't matter. The fact is, both of them have the ultimate simonim. What are the ultimate simonim?
So they the sus should have a din of Hamar.
Right.
Exactly.
Whatever it is, whatever the bidin is, what do you do with it? So that's why we need to say it in the Braisa.
Yeah.
Don't go tell me there's no purpose of saying the Braisa. It's a very important purpose, because if not for the fact that it's said in the Braisa you're going to be potter, I would think you're going to be chayiv. Why? Because the default of a chamor and a sus is simonim.
Yeah.
It's the default. You don't need these other simonim that we're discussing.
Avol
hacha idividi ein lo karnayim idividi parsa secha kalutois ein mechamor amar chamor. Let us say a chamor is What is that word? I didn't realize the word over here. Adoyim ba'olmo? What is that? It's a chamor adoyim ba'olmo. Right, it's a red. It's a red donkey.
It's not nidma.
It's like a red donkey. It's not. It's like a horse. The horse. If the donkey is built to a horse, we should say it's like a it's like a red donkey. Who kamashma? We do not say that. Is dalid? We say is dalid on the side of the Gemara. Fine. I don't know the table. Oh, fine. That's fine. Okay, good. That concludes the sugya. So we'll listen to tonight. Okay. We know it's very nice. Now, are you allowed a donkey that gives a parah that gives birth to a donkey? Are you allowed to eat the donkey?
Yep.
No, you're not. You're not allowed to eat it. Exactly. No, but no, this halacha that's no good. This is mishnah. Lomli the mishnah shayyotze 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 min atar tar and tar tar. So it says the mishnah that you're not allowed to eat. No, it's in the mishnah.
You're not allowed to eat. You just not said yourself.
In the Mishnah, I forgot what it says. Machin biachila, behema tohira, shoulder becoming behema tomea, muta biachila, tomea shoulder becoming behema tohira, also biachila, shayetsminatame tome, yetsminatarta. You're right, you're right, it's mutter. It's mutter to eat. You can eat a donkey, you can have a restaurant and serve donkey.
Marasayan.
Marasayan. Chresnisht. So let's give you a lamalus of the very low little Mishnah, shayetsminatame, shayetse. Why do you have to mention the reason? Just say it's mutter. Why do you have to go say it's shayyot? Say the Gemara says the chanami siman be'olmahu. The loy tichlaf lucha. Do not make him. Do not confuse it. Do not make him. Do not say.
Go and go the other way and say abal min atar is aser and abal min atame is.
What? Let's see. The loy tichlaf lucha. The loy tamezil bas
b'shayyot. Sheol the tamei havlad aser or tamei sheol tahir havlad mutter. You shouldn't go the other way. You could potentially go if. Because if not, you'd say that's just the opposite is the case. If a tahir gives birth to tamei, you'd say it's asa, and if a tamei gives birth to a tahir, you'd say it's mutter.
Okay, good.
You should make it. Deloy
techlav, deloy tema zilbas dilbasra. Did they go bas to the animal itself? Right. The animal itself. V'hai tar mial yuhu. V'hai tar mial yuhu. Go to each one by itself. El zil basar ime. The rule of thumb is follow the mother, the mama. Aim habonim simecha.
I can see a Jew, even a Shmatz is born from a white mother. You know, it's Jewish. You know, it's like the father was father could also be a good Jew. Okay,
you follow the mother. Zil basar ime mino honey mil. How do you talk about the mother? How do you now it goes to the nice? So how do you talk about the halacha? Abom benatam etam benatam etam. Here we go. Bichul sugi. Tani tani abonon ach. From these animals you may not eat, from those that regurgitate, and those that split hoofs. Yesh lochos, the word makes a drush, and then it goes on to say, go eat these four animals. Right? There are four animals listed in the Torah. Kenegah, Dal, Malchus, the four animals. So the word makes a drush, so they don't read it like this. Ezeh loy toichlu mimale hagero umimafrisa parsa, period. What do we mean? Yesh lecha. You will have. There are times when an animal has both simonim. Don't read the pasuk. You read the whole. Google the whole pasuk. Get confused. Read the shukashal mikra means don't eat that has one or the other. Ach ezel loy tochlu mali agero mimarvus haparasa es hagomol. It only has one. Ki male gerohu. It regurgitates. Uparasa ina mafarasa ina mafarasa. Tell me ulechem. So the pshutay shal mikra means it has one but not the other. The Gemara is making a drasha and saying no, it does not mean one, not it means the don't eat these animals, which have both of them together. And you're not allowed to eat it. That's the pshat, that's the drasha. Frek the Gemara, who says the pshat in the drasha? Oy ein elo tamei hanoylad minatohar. Maybe what it means is pumfakert. Ezeloy toichlu. Don't eat me maligera, even though it has both simon and it's maligera because it came from it's a tamei. Don't eat it, even though it came from a tohar. Umay mimale hagera umimafriseha par. So what is the possibility when it says both of these expressions? Hachi kamar. This is what it means. Dover habo, it's not going on the baby itself. It's going on the mother. Dover habo mi malei hagiru mi mafrisa parsa loy seichel. That is why tamulai madu. Next words are gomol. It gives the first silver camel. Tamehu who? No, the word who? Gomol tamehu. The word who is extra. That's the Gemara's drasha. We take the word who in the pasuk. Tamehu lochem es ha gomol ki malei geira who. Okay, the word who is extra. And the one makes a drasha. Talmud gamal tamei who. Who tamei v'ein tamei ha-noilad min atar. That's what we need the drasha. It is tamei v'ein tamei ha-noilad min atar tamei elatar. Okay, that's the word drasha. Good, got it?
Yep.
Rabbi Shimon, no, Rabbi Shimon says gamal shtei pamim. It says in the pasuk gamal twice. And what does it say twice? First, it was the pasuk that we just mentioned. And the second place is in Devarim. It says this parash in Parashas Re'eh, and in Parashas Emor. Shmini. Parashas Shmini and Parashas Emor. Okay. So Gamal Shnei Pam Echel Gamal Noilad Min Gamla. V'Echel Gamal HaNoilad Min Paro. He's coming to argue. So Rabbi Shimon holds Abominatohar is still Osir because he makes a drasha Gamal. What do they do this answer? Hi, gamal gamal my avdi. What do they do? Gamal gamal chal eser atzma v'chal eser chal boy. One is coming to aser chal eser atzmai itself. Chal eser chal boy it's fat. There's a din, an extra word to be marbe the fat. Rabbi Shimon leeser chal boy.
So what does that mean? That means that I was over.
If a person is
over an eighth,
which is bazundra isser, don't say that it's already that ain't isser chal isser.
Right. So what would that be? An isser koil, isser meisim,
whatever. Gzeris hakasef. Even though the MS, you would say is ain't isser chal isser because when the baby is born, you already have an isser that's not kosher, and now you need the chaylev, you can't eat chaylev to it. Kamash lo no, this is the chaylev also. Rabbi Shimon leeser chal by minale nafkalei. We know it from. May S hagam, the word S is extra, to be marbe the chiv. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon does two drashas. Number one, gamal, another one to asra, gamal to women at tahira. Number two, the gamal to marbe S from the chiv. Rabbanan, S in loydarish. They did not dash in the S in. Ketanya, Shimon ha'am sumi ho yidarish, called S, the S shabitur, kevin shegia. Mom should learn this on Pesach. Le'es Hashem kechativa. Partially stopped. Amalei talmid of Rebbe called Esen shebedrashta mai tehei aleihen. Amalei geshem shekivalti socha al drisha kachim kalu socha al prisha. At shabo Rebbe Akiva v'limid es hashem kechativa l'rabbis talmidei chachamim. Now, by the way, before we go back to two important things, you said this. First over here, the Gemara is a gumbo make the drasha. Did you ever notice that in the Aleph Beis there are two lamets, gimel? Gimel. Gimel. There are two gimels. There's Rimmel and Gimel. Okay, I have to go back and look at that. I don't remember. Okay, by the way, Es Hashem Kechatira, the Rabbi is Talmidei Chacham. You know what that means? The Talmidei Chacham also have to fear Hashem.
Listen, Rabbi Shimon always told that to me. And Israel, I understand. And Israel, Koyle again, give me the classic case.
Koyle, where it's chal upon more things. That it's not just the Issur Moisiv is in Issur Moisiv is where there's a more severe prohibition. Issur Koil means it's not just on this particular object; it's on the entire animal. It's on the entire animal. Like, if it would be the other way around, let's say the chaylev would be here first, make believe, and now and the meat would be mutter. And now the meat becomes us. So now you want to say that the chaylev is going to be us for Naidin. It's moist, it's koila, because it's not just usher on the chilv, it's an entire animal.
I got to get some from our sorry. Thank you. She did.